Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We were oh so close to hitting the Bozo touchdown parlay last week. Came down to Monday Night Football where
what happened?
Terps' choice of Saquon Barkley failed.
What happened?
He failed to score a touchdown, and thus we lost. But we are back on that horse. It is a must win for Justin Turpin. Everybody else is just going to play like normal. Who do you got for a touchdown this week, Jones?
So, I am going with DK Metcalf. He's plus 120, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals defense, which is a horrible defense. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with this bet is the last time they played, Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdowns. It was all to the tight ends. Darnell Washington.
DeMuth.
Pat Freiermuth. Yeah. Whatever other tight ends they have there. I'm trying to think. Jonnu Smith, probably.
Heath Miller.
So, I would imagine some of that should correct. And he should throw a touchdown to DK Metcalf. Everybody scores against that defense.
Okay.
Over under 49.5, DK Metcalf plus 120.
All right, Cardinals are taking on the 49ers. And last week, the 49ers gave up two touchdowns to tight ends. The Cardinals tight end, Trey McBride, scored a touchdown last week. It is minus 115, but you're going to hear some other juicy picks coming up. So I'm going to go Trey McBride for my anytime score. Billy.
Okay, Bill.
All right, the Texans are in Tennessee. I'm going with Nico Collins at plus 135.
Good nice. Ones. Very good.
Nico Chris Collins. Chris Myers on the call for that. Anytime
Chris Myers
touchdown.
On the call. Yep. It's funny. He's plus 135, but it's also the best odds in that game.
Yeah.
They're like, no Titans.
Points ain't happening.
No Titans. But yeah, Nico's a good one.
Nico should get in there. Nick?
I am going with the Vikings and Bears game. I'm going to need number 9 to show up because I'm going with J.J. McCarthy.
Nice.
He scored a rushing touchdown the first time they played him, banking on it.
Have
again.
We talked about this?
That's
as all
spicy meatball.
Have we talked? Oh, yeah. You like the juice.
He
huh?
does.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of need it.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
No, but Nick's hit these.
He has.
Nick's hit some long shots.
Adam Thielen, famously, when we hit the Bozo last year.
Thielen was stealing.
Was a Nick pick. No, have we talked about his alter ego yet?
Nick's alter ego?
No. J.J. McCarthy's alter ego?
I was like, I want to hear more about Nick's. No, J.J. McCarthy, what's his problem?
He morphs into 9 when
it's
he's like
so dumb.
In a competitive.
That is real dumb.
It's pretty lame.
Would you rather 9 or Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson?
Ooh.
Better alter ego.
I don't know. Watching the video of 9 in the locker room, it was bad.
Yeah, I think I'm out on.
Okay, so you're
out on 9.
But you're in on
but
him.
But I'm in on 9 this weekend.
Yeah.
And then as you heard on Wednesday, Terp is going with Josh Jacobs. At last I checked, minus 285. So we got Metcalf, we got McBride, we got Nico, we got J.J. McCarthy, we got Josh Jacobs. What's that add up to?
The McBride of Frankenstein, some are calling it. It's one ham.
Yeah.
For a full PS5 and 10 hams.
Wow, even with Jacobs
so just
in there.
Under $600.
Oh, okay.
And if you take Jacobs out, it's $700.
Oh. Okay.
It goes up.
So some people
he's sinking the
some
whole
people
thing.
Have been doing they've been taking Terps pick out. I wouldn't recommend it this week, but some people have been doing that.
Jacobs is now down to minus 235 because people are afraid of the Terp.
235?
Of the Terp
it was 3 something the other day.
People are terrified of Terp.
Word got out
in Wednesday. It was minus 320.
Word got out that Terp was making the pick. It's crashing and burning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Buying opportunity, suckers bet. Tune in to find out. But that's where we're at right now. $10 to win, just shy of 600.
Nice.
Your voice gonna be heard by a million people. Hello. Grab bag.
That's right. We got multiple grab bag inspirations from that caller.
The second homage to George and Mattapoisett.
Yeah. I have Bragg continued in the survivor pool. Everybody else is long out.
Yeah, just get to the pick.
I didn't pick the Patriots last night. I could have.
Yeah,
I said, you know what? I'm going to keep it consistent. I'm going to wait till Friday, pick a game on Sunday.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I have not taken the Baltimore Ravens yet this year. And I guess why would you? Lamar's missed a bunch of games. But the Ravens are on the road, which I don't like, but they're taking on the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens are in desperation mode trying to get back into the playoffs. So I'll take the Ravens to win the game.
Okay.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. That's the Jackson one that just keeps going with no more grab bags.
Oh, that's the one that keeps going.
We're gonna cut that one off.
It's good though.
No, it's very good. No,
clip
I
it right
like
there.
It.
It's real.
Oh
strong,
no,
yeah.
I like it a lot. Celtics off again tonight. Remember they have like a little bit of a break in the action.
Yeah, before they get red hot, as you predicted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Terps over at practice right now, and guess who's in attendance?
Larry Bird.
Sean Livingston.
Oh.
Sean Livingston in the house. Former champion Sean Livingston. A guy who I remember coming out of high school was dubbed the next Magic Johnson.
Oh.
He did have a really good career, but he had like a ton of injuries and stuff. But yeah, he was like a tall point guard.
So he had
everybody's like, this guy's the man.
He had a lot of injuries. Did he ever have like a horrific, is he in the horrific injury club? Did he ever have one of those? I feel like he
probably
did,
yeah,
but I'd
probably
have to go back in.
He's in the
look
house.
At it. So he's doling out life lessons.
He's probably handing out some life lessons here and there. Yeah, I would imagine. And they play again not till Sunday against James Harden and the Clippers. 3:30 at the Garden. You going to that one big time?
No.
Hot
no,
shot?
No. I was there for the big Grizz game the other night.
That's true.
Seat upgrades. I don't know if I mentioned
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I've heard several
yeah,
times.
I was there on Wednesday, yeah. And she's watching it with those eyes.
And she's loving with that grab bag. I just know it. Well, the Bruins' long winning streak came to an end last night. They fell in Ottawa, 5-3, your final. It was a Corpy night in net. They're off tonight, but their Canadian road trip continues. In fact, we heard from a few dudes that were on their way up to Montreal.
Roommates. They were roommates.
Roommates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fine. Had roommates?
No, I said, yeah. No, of course I did. I said, stop off and get some beef jerky for the road trip.
Beef jerky, maybe some sunflower seeds.
I don't know if you're going 91 up through Derby or you're going 89 through Highgate or wherever that goes. I don't know how you're crossing the border.
You know what I appreciate?
I don't know where your road trip's going, but I like that the fellas are taking it to the road.
You know what I liked? Rather than them making like a mixed CD or something, they just said, you know what, put on the old Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Put on the old Odyssey app. We'll check in with Jones and Keefe. That'll give us 4 hours.
You know what? Just keep driving.
That's a long ride, right? Montreal was that?
Oh,
how long is that from here?
From here? Six?
Okay.
Five and a half, six?
So Jones and Keefe and a half.
Yeah.
Five or six?
Seven
well,
or
I'd imagine they probably saved the last couple hours of yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Get a little preview.
Makes sense.
See how we talked about the game going into the game. Then you listen to the rest of our game recap
you
after
can
that.
Listen to it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. So we appreciate
that's
that.
What they did.
Some are saying the rivalry is back on, and I think you're going to see that tomorrow for sure. You're going to see that. Homeboy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler. No, I'm not tagging her, but you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you what you want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
On the do.
Grab bag.
What you trying to do?
Grab bag.
What you want to do?
Grab bag.
Baseball handed out their MVP awards last night in the American League. Very close. But Aaron Judge won the MVP, beating out Cal Big Dumper Rally.
Yeah, I'm not going to say Judge didn't deserve it. But
I wanted the Dumper to win.
Boo. Yeah, boo that.
Judge had 17 first-place votes, 13 second. Cal Rally, 13 first, 17 second. So these are the only two guys that get first or second-place votes. Jose Ramirez, or Jose Ram, as they call him in Cleveland.
That's what everybody calls him.
Had a great year. Jose Ram, one of the more underrated players in baseball, he was a clear-cut. Actually, I shouldn't say clear-cut. He was third. And then Bobby Witt was fourth. Tarek Skubal was fifth. Julio Rod, sixth. George Springer, seventh. Garrett Crochet, eighth.
Pretty nice.
Top 10 finish in the MVP, something Rafael Devers has never done. So Garrett Crochet.
good point.
Yep, Garrett Crochet, eighth. A lot of guys receiving votes, including future Red Sox Bo Bichette and current Red Sox Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, crazy.
Got 1/10th place vote, so he registered on there.
But again, tell me about how Breslow had a bad offseason. He brought in the two MVP candidates on the team he brought in this offseason.
Yeah, he definitely did that.
Chapman win the Rolaids?
Chapman did win the Rolaids. Now, they don't call it Rolaids.
Oh, wow. I thought Keith was about to get angry. We were jumping ahead in the grab bag. That's what I thought was about to happen.
Nick's chiming in for some reason.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, he feels the need to do that. So this is the time where Nick dives in.
I thought you were about to get your head bitten off back
Nick's,
there, Nick.
I'll tell you what has happened. Nick's flying high right now because he won stat of the week. He won stat of that week.
When did that happen?
You're about to.
You're jumping the gun again.
Shut your mouth for 2 seconds. That Jets no interception stat was an all-time stat.
It was. In retrospect, looking back on the week, it was the stat of the week.
The Nick LePan stat of the week, brought to you by Jones and Keefe, was the Jets stat. Yeah. National League results. Before we get to the Rolaids, Nick, National League MVP.
Yeah, Nick, there's an order of operations here.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani took it down.
All right. It's fair.
Kyle Schwarber, a strong second-place finish. He had 23 second-place votes.
Nice.
Juan Soto finished third. Paul Skeens got votes. Pete Alonso, future Red Sox, he got some votes. He's on there.
Was he in the top 10?
He 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Damn. That matches Devers.
11.
He's had top 10 MVP votes before. I thought he just did it again.
Yeah, he wasn't able to pull it off.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
The reliever of the year, which formerly known as the Rolaids Relief Man of the Year, it's now just called the Reliever of the Year Award, which they need to spice up a little bit.
Rolaids go out of business or something like that?
No, it was probably like a YouTube Disney feud, and they just couldn't settle on it.
Got it.
Rolaids maybe wanted to be, properly, I don't know, got more money out of the deal? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it was awarded to Aroldis Chapman. Congratulations to him.
Good man.
Keep your head on a swivel, because 2024's AL Reliever of the Year was Emmanuel Clase.
Oh.
He's now in prison. So keep your eyes peeled.
How it started.
Yeah.
How it's going. Yeah.
Edwin Diaz, by the way, won it in the National League.
Oh.
Friend of that.
Grab bag.
All right, Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels are in action tomorrow on the CW Network at 4:30, taking on Wake Forest. Wake Forest, 6.5-point favorites. Bill trying to get to 500 on the season. They are 4-5.
That's a Wake win and a Wake cover.
Wake win, Wake cover. Mm-hmm. Also, locally, Boston College.
Whoever it is, Bill O'Brien. It's an opponent win and an opponent cover.
Yeah, they are home, BC. Go check them out. 3:30. Taking on number 16, Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Eeks.
They lost last week, right?
They did. Their first loss of the year.
Before their bye.
Okay.
First loss of the year.
Look ahead. BC trap game is what they were looking ahead to.
BC did beat Fordham.
Yep.
A team that's in 1AA that also themselves has one win.
And so they beat, their one win is against a one-win 1AA team.
Who would lose to a D3 team. But anyway, they are 0-6 in the conference. They are 16.5-point dogs this week.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Congratulations to Tonga, who is our Hoss of the Week. We're kicking around.
Yeah. Kyra's Tonga.
We're kicking around because we're like, all right, who could be Hoss of the Week? And he didn't score a touchdown, but the fact that we were even talking about it, and we had callers saying he's going to score, and then the sports books even updated it to put him as odds, that's pretty good. And got some more reps on offense again last night.
That's Hoss worthy.
People like that.
So congratulations, Kyra's Tonga. You're our Hoss of the Week.
Just when you think he's going to run out of gas, he does not.
I was going to say, did he do that in one take? He could have done that in multiple takes. It sounds like one.
I heard it was one.
Yeah.
Who was the best NBA performer from last night? Was it Devin Booker? 33 points, 5 boards, 7 assists. Was it Onyeka Okongwu? 32 points, 11 boards. Was it Scotty Barnes? Oh, my God. How about this?
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
He might be with nights like this.
Might
28
be.
Points, 10 boards, 8 assists. Was it Lauri Markkanen? 40 points, 7 rebounds.
Seven.
Or was it Jalen Johnson? 31 points, 18 rebounds, 14 assists.
Nice triple-double
Good
for
Lord.
Him. It's Jalen Johnson, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we have a right fielder who also played first base and left field at times, but primarily a right fielder. Mm-hmm. He made $20 million in his career, played for several teams. Is part of a 12-year big league career. Played
Not
for
a
the,
clue.
Huh?
Not a clue. Okay.
Padres, Pirates, Yankees, Cubs, Snakes, Mets, Nationals, Giants.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He won game in 2000. Took him a few years to circle back. 03, he was his first full year in the majors. 03, hung him up after the 2014 season.
Hmm.
Had a 20 home run season and a 25 home run, 97 RBI season.
No all-stars, though, you said.
Zero time okay. all-star.
20 and 25, 97 ribeye steaks.
Yep.
Called up in 2000 for a game.
And
then didn't play again until 2003.
No, then they put him back in the minors to really season him.
Who was it in 03?
Padres 03. Played most of his career games with the Padres, but won a World Series with the Giants in 2012, he may have remembered him for parts of two seasons with the Yankees as well.
Chase Headley.
No.
It's Melky again?
Twitch chat has it. Not Melky Cabrera for the third time.
Have we had Chase Headley before? I feel like that felt like a good guess.
It's not Chase Headley. No, it's not a bad guess.
I was just very dismissive of that guess. I thought that was a good guess.
It's not him. He's trying to move it along. It's not him.
It's not Bip Roberts. Wrong era for Bip Roberts. We've
104 had him. Career long balls.
Oh, good.
You got a nickname?
No. Nope.
I cheated and I'm looking. It's not Kareem Garcia. Is it Xavier Nady?
He got it!
Damn, good one.
Xavier Nady.
Hang on.
The X-Man. Although not a nickname.
Art
but it should
get
be.
It on that. He did not. Yep. Not
Happy birthday also to Xavier Nady. Sometimes I pick them based
Where
on their
that?
Birthdays.
Where was that clue? I didn't hear that clue.
Well, now
I think I would have got. I would have got Xavier Nady if you said that.
47 years young for Xavier Nady.
Okay, random ball player.
He'd hit from the right side. He'd throw it from the right side.
Each and every Monday.
That's a ton of information.
Tuesday.
Well, you guys were throwing guesses at me though.
Wednesday and Friday, random ball player. Of course, your random football player every Thursday, unless Keith thinks it's Wednesday, or thinks it's a Thursday on a Wednesday. I should say. That's the grab bag. We'll get to the clip du jour, and we'll check in with WEEI Afternoons next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.